7. Hello, good morning. Ingrid with you on Sunday Breakfast. Now, the pioneering work of Newcastle University was praised in the Commons this week as MPs voted to legalise the creation of IVF babies with DNA from three people. MPs backed mitochondria donation techniques aimed at preventing serious inherited diseases by a clear majority. A further vote is required in the House of Lords, and if everything goes ahead, then the first such baby could be born next year, making the first UK, the very first country in the world to allow these techniques to go ahead. Dr. Robert McFarland is a paediatric neurologist and part of the research team at Newcastle University, which developed the techniques. And he says, in all of the ways that matter, the child will still be the product of their two parents.
Genetic information from both parents is transferred into an egg that has had its genetic information removed, but healthy mitochondria remain within that egg. And so the genetic information from both parents clearly makes up how that individual looks, their intelligence and strength, and the genetic information in mitochondria doesn't contribute anything to those characteristics.
The method should help women like Sharon Bernardi from Sunderland, who lost all seven of her children to mitochondria disease.
Mitochondrial disease is a very cruel disease, and at the end it just robs them of everything. You have to manage the illness on a daily basis with seizures and food, because they can't convert their food into energy. This gives couples a chance of new hope for a future with a healthy child.
But not everyone is happy about this decision, so let's speak this morning to Dr. Peter Saunders from the Christian Medical Fellowship. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Now, those in favour would say all this does is allow desperate parents to have healthy children.
Yes, and we need to be very clear that some forms of mitochondrial disease are really quite terrible diseases that we want to do everything to prevent or to cure. But it's not that simple, I'm afraid. We believe that this technique is unnecessary, that it's unsafe, and that it's unethical. It's unnecessary because it won't be helping existing people with mitochondrial disease. It won't help the first child in a family with it. It's not a therapy. It, in effect, stops certain children being born, and there are already alternatives available to these families, such as adoption or IVF technology using donor eggs. But the real worry about it is that it's using techniques which have been untested in human beings, and the clinical trials haven't yet been done, although the so-called treatment is being authorised. And the two areas that we're most concerned about are, firstly, that this move legalises germline therapy. So that means that the genes in an embryo can be changed and engineered and mixed in a way that can be passed on down the generations. That's never happened before. And the other problem is that it's using techniques very similar to cloning technology, in which the nucleus of one egg is shelled out and put into another egg from which the nucleus has been removed. And we know that that has been fraught with problems in animal trials.
Being so similar to cloning and being cloning are two very different things. I mean, people would argue that without these techniques, families are affecting, well, basically living a life without children, watching their children die slowly and painful deaths. I mean, would you deprive somebody of hope?
Not at all, but I think that this is hype and false hope rather than real hope. And there are other alternatives for these families, as I mentioned already, which are available. The scientist who you just interviewed said that mitochondrial DNA doesn't code for anything other than energy. Well, in fact, that's not true. And the evidence that that's not true is the fact that children with abnormal mitochondria get diseases of all sorts of different organs in the body. It's not even been tested properly in non-human primates, in monkeys or apes, and yet we've authorised this treatment. My fear is that we will not see the consequences of it are really unknown, and my fear is that it's going to lead to miscarriages, to stillbirths, and perhaps even to infants and babies with abnormalities and diseases that are worse than those that they're trying to prevent. And there
aren't these similar arguments that we had given to us when IVF was first introduced, and yet thousands of babies have been born using IVF?
Yes, but IVF uses, IVF simply duplicates what already happens in nature. It brings an egg and sperm together in the natural way it happens within the body. What this does is uses a completely different technology where three different persons contribute DNA in a way that's passed on down the germline. It's a very similar technology to what was used in animal-human hybrids back in 2008.
But you're using the word similar again. It is similar. Something can be similar, but not that, if you know what I mean. Would you maybe argue differently if your family had been affected by mitochondria?
No, absolutely I wouldn't, because this is an untested experiment on human beings and we don't know what the consequences will be. There won't be consequences for the scientists or those contributing the eggs and sperm. The consequences are going to be borne by the offspring who were born as a result of these experiments. And I definitely would not go this way if I were personally affected by it.
Dr. Peter Sanders, thank you so much for talking to us this morning from the Christian Medical Fellowship. Thank you very much. And if you've got any thoughts on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you.